DW.
The continent hasn't really recovered from the drought that happened in 2018 and also kind of followed up last year. In Germany, it's been a particular problem for farmers. Some of the rivers are not even half as full as they would usually be on average. And the groundwater has also not been refilled because over the winter months, it just hasn't rained enough to compensate for the rain that was lost in 2018, particularly in Germany, but last year also, where it was one of the hottest years in Europe. For farmers, that's been a real problem. I went and visited a farmer in Brandenburg, and his harvests have been a lot lower because of the lack of water in the ground. He showed me that the ground is hard, so the roots of the plants are not able to get as deep as they would normally do. They're not able to access the same kind of nutrients. And it also means that even when it does rain, the water doesn't get down deep into the soil.
And what is the outlook for this year and maybe the next few years to come? Is it more of the same?
Yeah, I mean, it's still hard to say. I think that farmers and experts alike are still hoping that there will be more rain this year. But April was a very dry month. There was very little to no rain in northern Germany, which has meant that the ground is drier than it would usually be. In May, there has been some rain, but whether that's enough, it's still too early to tell. Some experts are saying that we're looking at another third year of drought, but, you know, they can't predict the weather that well. So we're just going to have to see how it goes.
And so we just heard this report from Poland, and you've been looking at this issue in Germany. But is this really affecting the continent overall, or is it certain regions a bit more than others?
Across the continent, it has been a problem. In France, they have also seen lower river levels. In Spain and in southern Europe generally, it tends to be a bit drier anyway. So that is still an issue there, although they are more used to drier weather there.
Now, one thing that's said to be contributing to these droughts is the jet stream. Can you explain how the jet stream plays into this phenomenon?
Okay, so first, the jet stream is a fast-moving stream of air in the northern hemisphere. It's in the upper atmosphere and is created by pressure coming from warm air from the south near the equator and cold air from the North Pole. What's basically been happening is that global warming means that in the North Pole region, that is warming quicker than the rest of the Earth. And so that air coming down is warmer than it would usually be, and that is disrupting this jet stream. Scientists believe that basically it would slow down this fast current of air and create waves. Usually it runs kind of in a straight line, but these waves would then push warmer air north and colder air south, and this can cause heat waves like what we've seen with the droughts in Europe and in other parts of the world, but it can also cause cold snaps. So it's a big problem, and climate change that we are experiencing is going to disrupt the jet stream even more, experts believe, and that means that we could see more of this extreme weather.
Thanks, Louise.
Thank you. DW.